or survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you're traveling around looking for something special for Mom, we are at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. We'd love to see you, so come on by and say hello. And if you like directions, there's a phone number, 617-698-2005. We're at the base of the Blue Hills. And it's a gorgeous nursery with all kinds of fabulous plants. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Bill on the line, who's calling with some questions about grasses.
Okay, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I was just wondering, how do you like or dislike, or what is the good and bad with zoysia grass?
Okay, zoysia grass is a southern grass that if you live in Washington, D.C., south, fabulous. It runs, it thickens, and it just chokes out everything. The problem with the New England area is that as soon as you get a hard frost, your lawn turns brown, and it stays like that until June. Your bluegrass, your ryegrass, your perennial ryes, your fescue, as soon as we get a little bit of heat in March, you get a green tinge. Get into April, it really gets green, and by May, you are cutting it. But zoysia grass will not turn green until we get some good heat, and that's normally late May, early June, and then in late September, early October, you get a good hard frost, it turns brown. The other thing is, it's very aggressive. It's a good grass to plant on like a side of a hill. And it spreads wicked. But if you were in a milder climate, it would be a good grass for you, but not for the Northeast. It's grown by plugs, so that you get these little clumps of grasses about the size of a golf ball, and you make a hole in the ground and you push it in, and you put them about every 18 inches, I guess, and it goes. But it's not something that I recommend for this particular area, because it can be a real, real problem. But if you want something that will choke out everything, it's the plant for you. But just remember, it doesn't keep the green for a long period of time. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Peggy on the line, who's calling about a Rose of Sharon.
Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. I've called you before on my Rose of Sharon. It buds, but then the buds die. Nothing ever blooms. And okay. You had suggested bay tree and shrub, and that didn't seem to work. I also only put it down once, and I think you told me to put it down more than once.
What time of the year did you put the tree and shrub in it?
Spring, Last spring.
In the springtime. Okay. Yeah. Well, the bay tree shrub will take care of a lot of insects.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is this. If you put it down last spring, it lasts for a 12-month period. Now, it made the buds and no flowers opened at all?
No. They just died. Right, they crinkled right up and died. The whole thing was covered with buds. It looked beautiful, but they never opened.
They never opened.
No.
Well, if you still have the tree and shrub, then I would, as soon as you see that the leaves begin to form on your plant, then I would mix it.
Okay.
Okay? Follow the recommendations. Now, the other thing that you can do is, do you have something called horticultural oil?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. As soon as your buds become visible, spray the entire plant with horticultural oil.
Oh, okay.
Oil is an insecticide that smothers insects. It's not a poison. You spray it on the plant. When it hits the insect, it plugs up all of the pores in their skin, and they can't breathe, and it knocks them right out. So put the tree and shrub in the next couple of weeks, and then horticultural oil when the flower buds begin to form and they get visible for you, and that should solve the problem.
Good. We'll try that.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. You have a great Mother's Day. Bye-bye now. I know a lot of you are going to be growing things in containers, whether it's a whiskey barrel or plastic pots or clay pots. Growing plants in a container is very demanding because most of us will use containers that are small. If you want to make that plant grow easier, use something like the Miracle-Gro potting soil that has moisture control. It has something called a polymer, and it's right in the mixture. You plant in it, and it will absorb 33% more water than ordinary potting soil. Plus, it has a fertilizer in it that will feed your plants for the entire growing season. So if you're going to be planting in window boxes, in containers, think about using the Miracle-Gro potting mix because of the moisture absorbent fibers and the fertilizer. You're paying about the same money, and this is a fertilizer, water holding product, and soil all in one. And all the nurseries and garden centers have it, made by Miracle-Gro. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have John, who has a couple questions about moving and splitting some plants.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome
to the
Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have upright phlox and some tall ornamental lilies, and I can't remember the third plant. And I want to split and move. Can I do that now?
You can divide all of your perennials as long as they're not fully grown.
Okay.
So if you've got tall phlox and they're only up 2 or 3 inches, then, yes, you can divide them. But if
they're
the plant
about 2 feet.
You could dig them. Yeah. I mean, you could dig the whole clump and you could move it. But to take a plant that's 2 feet tall and chop it in half, you run the risk of it not surviving. You also run the risk of losing all of the flower buds.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's up to you. If you can keep it really wet, if you're willing to really prepare the soil with a lot of microbes and things, there's a product that I've had great results. It's called Plant Growth Activator. It's from a company called Organica. And they have a 4-step lawn care program that's totally organic. But Plant Growth Activator is all microbes, bacteria, fungi that's found in your soil, but this is in very, very high concentrations. And just to give you an example of how much there is, a 1-pound package, or if you add 1 pound to your plants, there are 80 million of these bacteria and forms found in 1 pound of this material. And this is the new technology. This is the future for your garden. And that will help to minimize the amount of damage that will occur when you're transplanting. So you give that a try. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Meg on the line who has a problem with violets.
Meg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Well, one of my neighbors gave me some violets, so I transplanted them into my garden because it's a shady garden. And, of course, they've completely taken over. They're into the grass. They're everywhere. And I tried pulling them up, and I can't seem to kill them. I want to get rid of them all.
Okay. What happens is the wild violets that, I mean, they are beautiful.
Yeah,
but they spread with underground roots. They make a flower. The flower makes a little seed pod, and when the seed pod ripens, it explodes like a gun, shooting the seeds all over the yard, so that you're getting the plant spreads from underground by roots and above ground with like a shotgun effect. So it gets worse and worse. The only product that will take care of it is made by Bonide, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra, 3 applications a week apart, and all the garden centers sell it. And you can use it when the temperatures are 45 degrees. Most of your other weed killers have to be 60. So it's a good product. Weed Beater Ultra.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius Work Tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Morning. Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. We're talking this morning from Thea Nursery. We have a few people that have joined us, and we're trying to answer their questions. So I'm going to be here until 2 o'clock. So if you're in the area, come on by. Thea Nurseries is in Milton, Massachusetts, at the base of the Blue Hills. And I'll give you a phone number to call to get directions. 617-698-2005. Again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock. To answer your questions, it's Mother's Day. They have all kinds of specials. Gardening gloves, 15% off. If you buy the four-step lawn care program, 30% off. They have perennials like creeping phlox and basket of gold, 25% off. All kinds of things. So come on by and say hello. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next on the line we have Leo, who's calling about moss.
Leo, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. It is a lovely day.
It's gorgeous.
I had a side lawn about 25 by 100 feet. Had a lot of trees, had them taken down. But now I still have nothing but a moss. So how do I handle that and get a lawn there someday?
Okay. The first thing that you have to do is you have to get that moss out. So what I would suggest that you do is you get yourself a steel rake, rake all of that moss, and get it out of there.
Okay.
Because if you buy a moss killer, you're still going to have to rake it and get it out of there. So save the money, rake it all up, and then buy a product made by Jonathan Green called Magic Cal. Now, Magic Cal is the new line. Your everyday powdered lime, 50 pounds will cover 500 square feet, and you have to wait 6 months for the acidity to change. Magic Cal is a 40-pound bag, and it's equivalent to 500 pounds of lime, and it changes the acidity in 7 to 10 days. So instead of waiting 6 months, you wait a week. Instead of spreading 10 bags at 50 pounds each, which is 500 pounds, you spread one bag that's 40. So it's called Magic Cal. So scrape off the moss, put your Magic Cal, put down a grass seed starter fertilizer, and then your grass seed. If it's a sunny location, Black Beauty is my favorite grass seed because it grows a root system that will penetrate the ground 3 feet. And during July and August, there's a lot less browning of your lawn. Your traditional bluegrass only grows 6 inches into the ground, but the Black Beauty will grow 3 feet. The deeper the roots, the less browning of the grass when the heat comes and the rain stops coming. So if you try that, I know you're going to have a much, much better chance of having a good-looking lawn.
Thanks very much.
Okay, you have a great day. Thank you so much for calling. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Matt, who has questions about moving trees.
Matt, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I have a new beach field that has been installed, and I was told I need to move a red maple and some lilac trees. I'm wondering if it's something I can do now, or should I wait until fall?
Maples you cannot move in the fall. They don't like to be moved. How does the leaf appear? Is it just starting, or are the leaves all open?
They're not all open yet. They probably another week or two.
Okay. How long has that red maple been there?
I planted it 2 years ago.
Okay. Dig it out today.
Okay.
Dig it out today. Move it to a new location. Red maple and water do not get along well, because the red maple will go into your septic system and it will fill it with roots. And you don't want that, since you just put in a new septic system. And lilacs. Yes?
The lilacs?
The lilac you can move also.
Okay.
Move them and, you know, get some compost and really prepare that soil with a lot of organic matter. And but get it moved as soon as you can and keep it really, really wet. A good soaking just about every single day, especially if it's hot and it's windy. That's when plants dry out, but you should be okay. So the sooner, the better. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, I want to tell you about a program that we're putting together. Plantation Products from Norton, Massachusetts, is a company that packages Northrop King flower and vegetable seeds, plantation seeds, Fredonia, and American seeds. And we want to help you, the gardener, the first-time gardener, or some of you that just can't afford to plant a garden. If you send me an email at pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com, we will send you, in return mail, 5 packages of seeds free. Cucumbers, beets, carrots, green beans and radishes, and directions on how to grow them. And that way, you can grow some food for yourself and your family. That's pparent at roadrunner.com. just send me your name or your friend's neighbor name, and we will send them some seeds with directions so that they can grow some vegetables and see how the taste is different, the flavor is different, the vitamins, and they'll have a good time, and maybe they'll grow a good garden with you at the same time. So we're going to send you a package of cucumbers, beets, carrots, beans, and radishes, pparent@roadrunner.com, and that's myself, the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Plantation Products from Norton, Massachusetts. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Mary, who has a problem with a binding weed.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you? And happy Mother's Day, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have, I'm sure you're aware of it. The vine looks like a white morning glory, but it's actually a binding weed, and it wraps itself around my roses and hydrangeas. And I've tried just about everything, but I can't kill it, and I'm looking for some advice.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one more question. Does this plant have no leaves, or is it a leafy plant?
It has leaves.
It has leaves. Okay. Now, the problem with trying to kill a weed that wraps itself around another plant is the weed killer that's going to kill the weed will also kill the plant that it's wrapped around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So what you'll need to do is you'll take this crawling vine, you're mm-hmm. going to pull it off of your rose bush,
right.
Lay it on the ground, and then spray the plant directly. Now, if there are a lot of other plants close by, what you need to do is this. You need to take a product like Roundup, for example. Mix it in a coffee can or a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Just mix a little bit of it.
Yep.
Take a paintbrush, and instead of spraying it with a pump sprayer, take mm-hmm. a paintbrush and paint the foliage with the Roundup.
Okay.
And that way you don't hurt the other plants in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pull it off your rose, mm-hmm. lay it on the ground, take a paintbrush and paint the Roundup directly on the foliage, and that will kill the weed.
And do I dilute the Roundup or do I just use a full strength?
Follow the recommendations
okay.
on the package.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And then, okay, and then what I would do just to be sure is a week later, paint it again.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you're planting a garden then, and you've in the past have had problems with woodchucks, rabbits, and raccoons and skunks and things, they're going to be back. So get ready for them this year. There's a new product that's 100% organic. It's called Shake Away, and it's the only product on the market that is registered for woodchucks. It's a product that you just shake around your garden. If you can find the animal's hole, you shake it around the animal's hole, and the animals will not touch your plants. What's in it? Predatory urine. They know that woodchucks is a good food for fox and coyotes. So they've collected the urine, they've put it in a granular form, and when the woodchuck or the rabbits come near your garden, they smell the urine of the fox and the coyote, and they will not enter the garden. And it works. It's the only company on the market that has something to control woodchucks. It's called Shake Away for animals, and it works very, very well. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Linda, who's calling about her kiwi tree.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning to you, too. I'm on Martha's Vineyard, so I don't know if the weather will affect it or not, but last year, I bought a kiwi plant, and I put it in on the south side of the house, and it got leaves and everything, and then it died off. And now, this spring, it's loaded with leaves. However, I'm planning to sell my house and moving off island, and I want to take this tree with me. And can it be moved? And if so,
how big is your kiwi plant, Linda?
Well, I've got it on a trellis so that it could climb, and it's about, I would say, tall as I am, 5 feet maybe.
It's 5 foot, but it's in full leaf right now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. See, to try and move a vine that's 5 feet tall in full leaf is going to be very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you had done it like a month ago before the leaves came out, it would have transplanted much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Can I
dig it and put it in a big pot, a vase?
Yeah. Yeah. What I would do, and, you know, if you want to really take it with you, cut it in half. So instead of being 6 feet tall, it's 3 feet tall. And dig it up and put it in a big plastic pot.
Uh-huh.
And because you've cut some of the roots and you've cut some of the top of the plant, that should help to minimize the amount of stress. Now, once you've dug it, move it into the shade and keep it well watered.
Okay.
Now, there's one other thing that you should know, Linda, about growing kiwi.
Yeah.
You need a male and a female.
Well, supposedly this is supposed to be bisexual.
Okay. Okay. As long as you have male and female flowers, then you will get some fruit. Now, the kiwi that will live in the Northeast and will tolerate winter weather, it's not like the kiwi that you buy in the supermarket.
Yeah.
The kiwi
this one can go down to 30 degrees below zero.
Right. But the size of the fruit is going to be the size of a grape. It's not the size of a kiwi that you buy in the supermarket.
Oh.
So just be aware of it. I mean, it's a great vine. It's fast growing. It does produce fruit.
Yeah.
But it's not like the supermarket. It's the size of a grape.
Okay.
Okay?
A couple other things. Can I pull up, like, tulips and hyacinths, dry them off, and keep them and plant them this fall?
You can dig all of your spring flowering bulbs after they have finished blooming.
Right.
And they've had a chance to make energy that was used to make the flower. So tulips, they finish blooming, you cut off the dead flower, and you have to wait 6 weeks before you can dig it. If it finishes blooming and you dig it, then the bulb will still survive, but you won't get any flowers. It needs 6 weeks of sunshine to absorb the energy from the sun, convert it into energy inside the bulb so that it can rebloom the following year. So as long as you wait 6 weeks, then you can dig them, dry them, and replant them in the fall of the year. Without the 6 weeks, they'll live, but they won't produce any blossoms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, Molly's on the line and she is calling about a holly tree.
Molly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. We have a holly tree. It's pretty old, 60, 70 years old. It's very big and the leaves are all black. And we're wondering what to do to spray it or put in the ground and then how to treat it annually so that we have bright green leaves.
How long has it been in the ground?
Oh, it's 50, 60 years.
And the whole tree is all brown?
No, the leaves are all getting, like, black on the top.
Okay. But is it every single leaf? Is it, like, spots on the foliage or is it just a total color change?
It just looks like it's a powdery black on so many of the leaves.
Okay. If you take your finger and you rub the leaf and the black comes off, that is something called sooty mold. And normally the sooty mold is the result of insects either living in the tree above it or on the tree itself. And what happens is, excuse me, the insect is sucking energy from the plant. Not chewing and making holes, but sucking. And when the weather gets warm, the liquids inside the plant thin out. And the insect is pulling with a continuous pressure. Well, as the syrup gets thinner, the juices come in too quickly. The insect has to stop sucking, and usually they'll spit this energy from the plant onto the foliage, and it's called honeydew. It's just like maple syrup coming from a tree. It's pure sugar. This pure sugar will grow on it a black mold. It's called sooty mold. It looks like soot from your fireplace. And it covers the leaves, blocking the sunlight, and then what happens is the leaf falls because it can't get any light on it. So what I want you to do is I want you to get Dawn, the liquid soap that you would use for your dishes. And I want you to put a good squirt in a bucket of water, and if you can use hot water, that's even best. And take a broom or a mop or something and apply the liquid Dawn water all over the leaves of your holly. And the Dawn, if you've ever seen the TV commercials, when they put grease in it, the grease all moves away from it. The Dawn will soften the sooty mold on the leaf. And then you can just take your broom or your mop after it's soaked for a few minutes, and the black mold will come right off. And that will clean it and let the sun get to it. And then you can treat the plant with tree and shrub insecticide. But you've got to get rid of the mold, otherwise the light can't get to the leaf, and the leaf will die. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. For directions to get here, 617-698-2005. I'm here until 2 o'clock, so please come on by and say hello. There's a new squirrel baffle. It's called a squirrel stopper, and it's guaranteed to keep raccoons, squirrels, and all these other animals from getting to your bird feeders. Check out the website, squirrelstopper.com, and you'll see how it works. It's unbelievable. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bob, who's calling about a blueberry bush.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning.
We got
in the mail a North Blue mid-season blueberry. I'm wondering... When and how you should plant that.
Okay. Is it bare root or did it come in a pot with some soil?
It's potted and it's about 2 feet high.
Okay.
Real fancy.
And how big is the pot?
Oh, the pot's only like 8 inch.
Okay. You want to transplant that into a pot that's at least 12 to 15 inches.
Okay, you don't put it in the dirt at this point?
Oh, you can. Yeah. If you want to grow it in a pot, you can, or you can plant it directly in a vegetable. But now is the time to take that blueberry and plant it in your yard.
Any tips on how you should plant it in the yard?
Add some compost or some cow manure, chicken manure. The one thing that you will need to do, though, Bob, is you should have two different blueberries
to cross-pollination.
Okay? Blueberries like acid soil. So never put any lime around the blueberry plant. And if you can put either pine bark mulch or pine needles around the plant about 2 inches thick, that will help it during the heat of summer. It will prevent the soil from drying out as quickly. It will keep the berries nice and juicy, and it will prevent the weeds from coming in around it. But there's also use a fertilizer for rhododendrons and azaleas. That is a fertilizer that makes the soil more on the acidic side. So an acid-type fertilizer, spring and fall, when you plant it, add some compost or animal manure and a couple good soakings a week for the first month and then once a week for the rest of the summer, and you should be in great shape.
Thanks. Now, I got a question about my lilacs. You know, they're growing too tall, and I want to cut them back, but my experience has been when I cut them back, they don't bloom. So is there any way to cut them back and still get them to bloom next year?
What you want to do is, if you cut all of them, it's going to take them at least 2 years to rebloom. So take a look at your hedge, get a rough count. For example, let's say you've got 30 branches. Take the 10 tallest branches and cut them down to your waist. Okay? So you're going to leave a stump about 3.5 feet high. Take one third of them, one here and one there, not the first third, but take the tallest third, scatter throughout the plant, cut them down to your waist, add some lime, next year do another third, and then the following year do the remaining third, and that way you'll have a nice, thick lilac that's going to be full of blooms, because by the time you get to cutting the final third, the first batches that you cut will be making flower buds. That way you don't prune them all at once and you skip a couple of years. Now, if we can help you, 888-259-9231. Or, better still, I'm going to be here until 2 o'clock. I'm at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. Come on by and say hello. Milton is at the base of the Blue Hills ski area, right near Quincy and Braintree. The phone number for directions, 617-698-2005. Jared, can we sneak one more in, or are we too close to the end?
You know, I think we're going to run out of time here.
Going to run out of time. Well, we'll be back next Sunday, 6 o'clock until 10. You can listen on the Internet. And by the way, if you missed part of the show today, go to the Internet this afternoon, and you can listen to the show any time of the week, Monday through Sunday, just by going to the website, paulparrott.com, and follow the directions for listening to the program.